Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond. You're listening to This Week in America. My True Love for Farming by Chris Pratell is based on a real-life story. It's the story of Chris's childhood, his experiences, and what he's been through. Despite a poor education and not being able to spell, Chris always had an interest in writing. He kept a diary, a daily diary supplied by the National Union of Railwaymen during his employment at British Rail. And when he started a landscaping business in 1980, he kept a diary. In 1985, he decided to further his education. His teacher was impressed with his writing and encouraged him to write about his early years, family, and farming. Well, despite his challenges, he wrote and published his autobiography, Recollections of His Life on the Railways and Being Self-Employed as a Gardener. It was always his dream to have a real farm of his own, but life had other ideas. Chris Pratell, author of My True Love for Farming, joins us via Skype from the United Kingdom here on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to America and the program.
Yes. Hello to everyone. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to telling your story, which you do in My True Love for Farming by our guest, Chris Pratell. Chris, talk about when you decided to write the book, how it all started. Let's go back to that moment when you decided, you know, my teacher's right. I do need to write my story. When did this begin for you?
Well, as explained, I like to think is when this lady teacher said to me, everything I was speaking about, she said, that could be of great interest to everybody. That was her words. So unknowingly, of course, that... It just happened, you know. I just got writing, and every 2 weeks I went along with what I've written. She said, that's very good, and so on and so on. And so it went on. But there we are, 70,000 words later.
And a story that is really, it's interesting to read what you went through. It's very relatable. We feel like we're there with Chris as he's going through his life. And it's a story where Chris has ups and Chris has downs. It's a good motivational and inspirational story for many people. Chris, talk about your childhood, because talk about ups and downs. You had that in your childhood, didn't you? You had the good times and you had bad times.
Well, you know, good and bad. You know, when your mother decides to do things and without half the time telling you that what they're going to be doing, when especially when you're going to move, it's a bit of a shock, isn't it?
Yes.
About 7 years, well, 6 years old I was then. And next minute we were where I am now, in Ringwood area, from Raysbury, which I loved, really. And I love places anyway, anywhere in the world almost. And we could see Windsor Castle. I loved seeing that. And I did recently, well, before Alfie did ask, of course, I wrote her a nice letter telling her about partly my story, but telling how much I loved seeing Windsor Castle from where we lived. And she wrote back a lovely letter and sent me a lovely picture of herself, which I have put in the second book I've got just republished by Autumn.
Well, yeah, that picture is there along with the other pictures that will give you a glimpse into Chris's life and where he is now, what his life is like now. Can you describe, the title of the book is very simple. It's My True Love for Farming. You really developed a sort of a friendship and attachment to animals at an early age. Describe your life growing up and taking care of animals. Was it fun? Was it exciting for you?
Yeah, I guess being with the animals much as any, it was just something I loved, you know. Cows, you can make friends of them in a funny kind of way, all these animals, and my mother's doggies and cow station doggies that we had. And Niles, given a lot of animals, funny, I've given funny names, you know. And there was one, can I just tell you this story about our cow? One of the cows reacted to my calling her Scraggles.
Fascinated by the story and the love affair that you had with animals and animals had with you. Chris Pratell is our guest on the program. That's Brettell. Book available wherever books are sold. His website is My True Love for Farming by C. Rattell, basically the name of the book and his first initial and last name. And the book's available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, GothamBooksInc.com. And you'll have a link directly to Chris's website and our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chris, can you share some happy, unforgettable moments when you're taking care of the animals? Because you did have an attachment to them. Anything stick in mind?
Well, as I wanted to go on to say about, giving funny names to animals, and this particular cow is to call us back, oh! And more than once, of course, and one day she moved back, gave me a move. So it was the most amazing thing for a cow to do, really, to think she's answered me after I call her a scrape. Oh! It was just so, I just couldn't believe it. And it's lovely.
One of the lovely stories that Chris talks about in his book, Chris Rattell is the author. The book is My True Love for Farming. So many stories growing up, what you went through. You had a television in an early age. You were 6 years old or something, and the family got a 9-inch television. What was that like, being able to watch the BBC on a 9-inch television screen?
That's correct, yes. My father bought this television in the early days, if I remember correctly, it was about £100, and it was in 1950. So it was £100 like £1,000, really, but still.
Was it? Yes.
And I feel as I've taken after my father in lots of ways. We can, all of us do, one parent or another. And I like to think, I've made a good show. There's pictures of my father in my book, of him when he was leading his troops in 1943. And it's a wonderful picture of him. And, I like to think I've taken a step from his...
That is a good picture in the book. I came across that. I wanted to salute back to him. He really is an impressive figure, and that is just one of the many pictures in Chris's book, the book My True Love for Farming, Chris Rattell. If you're Googling that, that's Brettell, so you can find the book. What is an important lesson that you learned in your childhood? What would it be? Was there something out of your childhood that was an important lesson that really shaped who you are?
Well, it's difficult to answer that, because I didn't get a lot of help from my mother in regard to my education. She could have helped me a lot more, because she was privately educated and didn't pass on to us, or to me anyway.
Yes.
So it's rather, a difficult time. You can't write or spell. And I think it's just parents just give up on you, kind of thing, But I like to think for other people, it's my thinking, I made a lot of friends in my business and such like, that this can apply to any of us, If you have difficulty with education, you might have it there and just need some, I needed somebody just to give me a guide, and that person did. And that's how I wrote this story. It's just unbelievable, really. I still can't believe I wrote this 70,000-word story, but it is.
Yes, and that is maybe the most important lesson, or certainly one of the most important lessons that you get out of reading Chris's book, My True Love for Farming. What you had to overcome. I mean, it's later in life. Most people feel this is my lot in life. I'm just going to go with it. You went back and decided, with the encouragement of the teacher, that I'm going to go back and learn this and be able to communicate through writing. And you've done that, and you've published the book, which is an international book receiving a lot of acclaim. And then you became a father. Talk about that. I love the sections in the book where you talk about maybe the firstborn, being a father, that responsibility, how important that was to you. It changed you a lot with that firstborn, didn't it?
Yes. I suppose I never thought it would happen, really. If anything, because of my situation, I was almost opposing to have any children. I thought it was better if we didn't,
Yes.
Well, I think the Almighty took part in this. This is my feeling that that changed that completely, because it was that's a wonderful experience when I knew my son had been born on the 17th of August, 1967. So, and two wonderful daughters after that, later, you know. So, no, I'm blessed with my children, and I've had a wonderful time with my children.
And that's a delightful part of Chris's book, when he talks about that and seeing his son for the first time, and what parents go through, all of the different emotions that Chris brings to life in his book. When you became a father, everything changed for you. And you mentioned a time in the book that there was a real life-changing experience when your son, Kevin, got terribly sick. Talk about that, how difficult that was for you to go through that period when Kevin was really sick.
Yes, we really, it's a terrible time. You know, it can be like us all. We don't forget them bad times. And I didn't want to lose my son, honestly. And, it brings me to tears now thinking about it. But
and it would. That's a real emotion. I don't know how you would go through, you know, that, and you did. And talk about getting through that, and talk about Kevin today.
Well, you know, I guess like a lot of us do, I speak for all of us, I keep saying, you think, well, we're going to try and get through this. We were financially hard up as well. It didn't help. Mother didn't help us at all. I was milking the cow and what have you. Awful. And we just kept going. And luckily, the tide did turn. My son began to react to their treatment, and you know, he recovered. And it's quite a while before. I think we lost about 3 weeks altogether. And it's an expense we could have done without, because Southampton went from 4 marks. A long way, you know,
yes,
you understand that, of course. So but the day came when we brought him home. My word, wasn't that a wonderful day?
That has to be a moment that you will remember forever, the start of this long journey, and successful and leaving the hospital. It's a story that all parents can relate to. Our guest on the program is Chris Brittell, Brettell, coming to us via Skype from the United Kingdom. He's the author of the book, My True Love for Farming. It's his story, and it makes us reflect on our lives as we go through what Chris went through, and how, being a poor student, he was able to go back to school, get the proper education in writing, and he's got a book now that's receiving critical acclaim, My True Love for Farming. Talk a little bit about the travels that you've had. You've been fortunate. I understand you've been in the United States recently. Talk about the different countries, the travel, and your perspective on that. You have to be a happy man today.
Well, I've done something like, over the years, something like 26 countries. And sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But it's in the book, and the most interesting about with the tigers and the elephants and pictures, I took the interview book of me with this wonderful tiger that decided when this was in Thailand, not Chiang Mai, north of Thailand, and this wonderful place where they look out to tigers and animals. So I picked the right place. And but anyway, we were told you could go in with the tigers if you wish. And my partner said, I'm not going with no tigers. I said, I am. I just wanted to be with the tigers. And I honestly, the moment, well, it was all the way. The person said to me at the desk when we went in, of course, he said, would you let us photograph you wandering about with the animals? I said, yes, I'd love it. Finest thing I could ever done, said yes. And on this occasion, when I gradually walked into the enclosure, it's not a cage, it's just an ordinary, but this lovely tigress was laying by the pool, and just as I was about, I'm actually putting hand on it, whatever you do, don't put your hand on their head, I don't like it. But I was about, you'll see the picture, about to touch her.
Yes.
She's doing her mouth, having a yawn. I mean, most people say, Well, I ran away. Well, I thought about it, but I stayed. I ran away. I wouldn't be telling you the story, would I?
Well, so, that's true. That's true. Or right, being able to talk about the book and maybe even writing the book. The book is available. The book, by the way, My True Love for Farming by Chris Brettell, Brettell. Book available. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, GothamBooksInc.com, the publisher. Chris's website, and I'll give this to you again here in a few minutes as we conclude the conversation, is My True Love for Farming, name of the book, by C. Brettell, Brettell.com, and information on the book there as well. Chris, what was it like going back and telling all of these stories and going back and reflecting on your life and where you started, where you are now, successful in your career, successful and happy family man? What was it like for you going back and reliving all of these experiences?
Well, I guess for a start, lots of people are interested in things you do say, and if you're quite well known, you know they know you're not telling the yarns or not making it up, and it's all true what you say. And I never say anything's not true because it's a waste of time, isn't it? Nobody takes any
notes.
If you exaggerate, I never exaggerate, and I like to put it across that's how it happens. And I could have said I'd put my hand in the mouth, it's ridiculous. Well, that, you know, that would be more ridiculous, wouldn't it? But no, everything I say is right, and I don't exaggerate. It's just the way it happened, and I just, I'm not lucky. It must be a world picture to have beside a tiger that's just opened her mouth wide, as if she's going to bite you, you know. So that one is really wonderful for me, and it's in the book, as I say.
Well, I love the pictures. When you read reviews, many people talk about what a talented photographer you are as well. So many of these pictures taken by you that really are so well done. Do you enjoy photography as well?
Well, I like to think, if I've heard you right, is that I have some, you know, having a lot to do with animals, I think that's something to do with the way we are with them, you know, and you're not going to harm them or anything. And these animals have senses long before you get near them, you know, and that goes for most animals. And unless they want to bite you or something, but other than that, you know, you can be safe with them, shall we say.
And, yes.
Lots of experience with animals, my word, I have. And it's well, it's just that's something I love about animals, and that's all there to it. And I told you, I give most of the animals funny names. And especially my doggies, I used to have wonderful names for them. And I used to say to them, you know, now if you keep, when you've got two of them, they growl at each other as if they're going to fight. I'd say to them, I say, now look, I won't like you anymore if you're going to start fighting with each other, this sort of hint of them, you know. And they respond, my wonderful animals, they were, and I miss them terribly when they passed. But now I had lots of Alsatian doggies, and my mother bred them, that's in the story. You see, my mother bred these animals, and I really took a liking to them, and I had six of them in.
I love that relationship that Chris has with the animals. My True Love for Farming by Chris Brettell. We got a couple minutes left in the program. There were challenges, incredible challenge that you had to overcome. Talk briefly about falling under a train, you heard me right, falling under a train and somehow surviving. What was, tell me about that experience.
Well, in 1966 this would be, and I remember it ever so well, April would be the exact month, and I'm not long taking up a shunt, it's called a shunter's job, and they call them seniors, well, before I left with the throat, called senior railman, much better name really, but anyway, it's a shunting, if you understand shunting, it means dividing trains of all that, anything that needed to be done, shunter did it, and I did the job very well, and I loved it too. And I love train announcing. But anyway, on this particular day, the train runs in at Bournemouth Railway Station, big station as it is, and I come from the opposite side, got underneath the train to break the vacuum pipes. Of course, if it's full of vacuum, there's no chance you could break those pipes, 21 per square inch. So there I was trying to get it apart, And next minute I heard Stanley say, steam engine, I should haul train. Right away, driver. Now, I mean, it takes a minute or so for the steam to get going, steam engine to get going.
Yes.
And I, what shall I do to myself? Ridiculous, isn't it? Shall I lay down? I didn't fancy that. The reason I didn't fancy it is because some chappies, not very clever with steam pipes, they didn't hang them up, and they used to swing about like blazes as the train went along, so you can imagine. And I thought I might get hit on the head with one of these steam pipes, and I thought I'm going to dive out.
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm looking at the train as it's moving, and I thought, my word, am I going to get through this? I'll either get killed or lose my legs. I must have sprung like a chicken. out I came, and I thought, my God, I don't know how I got through that situation, and I still don't. And it's hard to believe for anybody to believe it, possibly, but as I said, I don't say anything.
Well, yeah, it's a remarkable story, and it's all in Chris's book. You struggle like everybody else. You had challenges, that in particular, life and death at that point. Struggling with house payments, working long hours, coping with national crises, which you had to do with the petrol rationing over there, and all of that, and then going back and finding your love in writing and telling your story and being a family man. It's all there. It's a remarkable story, a story well told by Chris. Chris, it's been a pleasure having you on the program via Skype from the United Kingdom. We stretch this week in America and beyond. We're going beyond for this interview. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. It's lovely, lovely, lovely speaking with you, Rick. And I love America because I was just visiting Elvis Presley's home not 2 weeks ago. So that's my nearest time leaving America.
Well, that's a good place to visit, and you're welcome back anytime on in America and on the program. Our guest is Chris Brettell. That's Brettell. Book available at Amazon, the publisher, GothamBooksInc.com, all of the usual places. And Chris's website is My True Love for Farming by C. Brettell, Brettell.com. You can link on directly to Chris's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book and be able to purchase it there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.